All right, we are starting hour three.
Okay. So before any of that horrible death thing happened,
or while was happening?
Oh no, well he's. The temple's not that far off. Oh, okay. Like, you guys all kind of... Your scenes are all kind of taking place concurrently. I'm just doing them in order because it's impossible for me to do three scenes at once.
Right.
Get me a soda to, like, another cherry bit or whatever, if it's there.
There are cherry bits.
Hooray, a cherry bit.
Oh, don't bat into the beans.
Thank you for lots of cherry bits.
Well, then...
Wait, I thought you were supposed to bat into the beans.
All right. So, over Shigatsu, you come over
to the
temple. It's a very nice temple. It's a very nice garden. There's actual crane in the gardens and stuff, and it's very calm. I mean, you can hear what sounds like practice in the background, like that's it, like the people practicing and stuff. It's just a temple to Bishamon, it's not unexpected, but when you step inside, there are people there. And they go, ah, that's a summer. How may I assist you?
Well, first I would
like
to pay my respects to the countess.
Taking a vacation
in October. Or to the 14th. He's like, you're at the wrong temple. very good. I will show you to the shrine. It's a nice, well-kept shrine to be shown.
If you have one, when I'm done, there are a few things I would love to talk about.
Perhaps it would be best if I fetch the abbot for you.
That would be great. Thank you. So,
he will go do that while you're meditating. Did you actually want to meditate, or you just,
I probably do meditate.
But no.
But
hey, you don't need to roll, don't worry about it. When you're done, you get up, and there is a guy waiting, an older man, he's probably in his 40s, shaven head, though, serene face, it makes it kind of hard to tell, very calm-looking guy. He's probably ascetic, you can tell he's wearing a simple robe, he's going barefoot, he gives you a bow, maybe slightly less slow as lower, or maybe slightly higher than it should be.
I don't seem all that offended. I bow to him as well, actually, which is quite unusual. But.
He does quirk an eyebrow for a second. I understand you wanted to speak with me, somewhere else. I am Tokai, I am the abbot.
I was hoping you and your brethren could do me a favor.
Well, that depends on what the favor is, Samurai.
As you... I'm sure you already know, or have heard, there's a lion army approaching.
I have heard that.
And I'm worried about the people themselves. I was hoping, if you have not already done it, you could work with them to create at least some sort of evacuation plan to get them out of danger.
It is a good idea. It's hard to say if we have the influence necessary, though. Most of the benefits were conscripted by the governor, and there's an obvious distaste for that when he said that. Turn to Ashigaru.
I am here with a few companions that are hoping to stop this whole thing, but if we are on the chess, guys.
We stopped four of them.
If we are unsuccessful in doing what we're trying to do, it would be nice to know that the people will be taken care of, those you can save.
What is your name, Samurai?
You're Tomo Shigatsu.
Shigatsu, I will pray for you.
And perhaps this will help. I realize these kind of things take money. I toss it from Kokyo.
He doesn't even pick it up, like bounces off on me. It looks like your money is not necessary.
For supplies and food.
I will not touch it. I've sworn to asceticism.
So I've known that before I did that.
I said he was, in fact, obviously ascetic, wearing a simple robe and going barefoot.
I probably not. Are they all ascetic or just him?
It's hard to tell. I mean, the rest of them are out training. It does seem to be a fairly ascetic temple, so.
So, they wouldn't use money, anyways.
Probably not.
Also, there's a man. What was his name? The blacksmith?
Carpenter.
The carpenter.
Oh, Futeki.
Futeki? Have you heard of him?
He was smiling, and maybe he stopped smiling. I will not speak on that.
You
would do well to leave that alone.
I would like to, but the other samurai I know.
I don't care.
But I respect his wishes.
Care about Bushy with you.
Keep the people safe, please. Down on
Okay, well, your scene was pretty short. We'll come back to you for a second, because while you're out there waiting, after a little bit, an old man runs up. Futeki! Futeki! It started! They're killing us! They're killing us! And Futeki, like, actually takes up his hammer and, like, a saw, and he's like, no! No! Damn it! No! And all the peasants start going, it's happening right in front of you, like, all this up. You can take a shot. Yeah, no, it's fine.
I'm hidden, so I mean,
roll Q, you too.
Alright, let's do this.
So far, everything we've done is not against.
So you guys did okay.
So now I'm in the middle of town with a peasant riot.
just double checking the game rules. I am stupid well hidden and everything. If I take an arrow shot and hit them, are they going to be able to play like the arrow came from that way? Or
they'll get a roll.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah,
they still have to succeed. Yeah. Has to, but
okay, that's good.
With probably some bonus.
So I'm just rolling my archer roll then, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you knew it was coming, you could have center stanced and then gotten like a bonus. Like a
well, as soon as the other guy started coming up when it's happening, I probably would have been like, yeah,
center stance. That's fine.
So that's what a one keep one.
I get an extra one keep
yeah,
one?
Yeah, you get an extra one keep one.
Okay, I'm going to call a raise on this then.
Basically, you spend a turn.
Plus your void ring.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, wait, no, you're shooting.
Next round begins.
Gain
the following
stances.
Oh, one keep one plus void ring. You're right.
Okay. Yeah.
The only one you can't do is full attack.
Oh, okay. Right.
So my void ring is
it's one keep
one.
Do
any roll
two.
On your turn.
Yeah. So you get one keep one plus two.
Okay. I'm gonna call right on that thing. Ooh, not so much.
You get the extra one keep one.
No,
but it's still really not looking that good.
Oh, I just hit a void too.
Okay. You can roll another one keep one.
Better do that.
What?
Well, because it's I.
That was his normal. He forgot to add for the void ring,
right.
And then he wanted to add, not the void ring, the void
center
stance.
Center stance. Yeah. Okay, that's fine. That's
center stance.
Yeah.
A little poorly. So.
I'm just trying. Yeah, it would miss him. I think.
No, I don't think so.
What do you get?
He's a peasant. He's got no armor.
Well, you have keep four, so
and
that's
he's not expecting
18.
Okay, yeah, 18.
Plus two.
Plus two. 20.
That's 20.
You got him.
You did have to spend a void for that, though.
Yeah. Well, it's better than. So, yeah.
Well,
so now you roll damage.
Oh, so you called the raise on that, right?
Yeah.
So you add 1 keep 0 damage.
Okay, I'm sorry, the bow is. A bigger bow?
Depends on your arrows.
Well, the standard arrow is 2 keep 2.
Yeah.
Okay,
so you're rolling 3 keep 2.
Plus your.
Well, it's his strength, so it's 4 keep 2.
It'd be 4 keep 2.
So 5 keep 2.
Yeah, you get 5 keep 2 because you got an extra damage.
Because of the raise.
That's fine.
Keep all.
Oh boy.
There you go.
So 19 at least.
24.
And he takes it. Ah! And like other peasants like collapse and like pull him. Like he. You can't get another shot. There's chaos. But some of them do. Sorry, listen. What did you get on your stuff?
31 with a raise.
They don't see you. So you can slink away at that point, probably. So we'll cut to the doji. Where were you before? Like
I was heading towards the temple.
Oh, you're heading to, okay, so you're heading up the temple path, and you hear shouting and screaming. You turn and look, and you actually, beyond the fact that you see, this looks like the peasants are flipping out, you see on the horizon, lion banners waving.
Oh, no.
Ha, I was right, they didn't wave.
run towards the temple, please find out.
You're coming back to the temple, you see this too, and you see the doji like fucking.
You're on both fronts! It's started on both fronts.
How could this have happened?
I don't know, but we
need. I don't know about.
Well, the line also stole a march, or two, or three.
Yeah.
Because the festival hasn't even started yet.
I have to at least warn the other. Find the others.
I will do my best.
Alright, run to the castle.
Okay, you. There's people mobilizing and stuff. They let you in because you're a crane.
Yeah.
The funny thing is they're actually kind of occupied because a fair portion of the Ashigaru are fighting the crane guards.
Still find the governor.
So yeah. They're hoping to kill the governor and say, "Hey, don't attack us. We killed the governor already." Is my guess.
Because the lion is totally cool with peasants rising up.
Well, who would have led that off?
I don't know. It was going to happen anyway.
How did
that
happen?
It was going to happen.
Apparently the peasants also... We just added the peasants on top of it.
I was talking about the second in command, the politician.
Right.
Was off the
he's staring everything up. This is mass chaos.
So you run into the castle. Mm-hmm. The corpse seems evacuated. Like there's no one there. Like they've run or they've gone ahead. But you get to the main chambers where you'd met the governor before.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like his throat's been torn out. And it's in a way that other people might find familiar.
Yeah.
Oh, like a...
Yeah, limb from limb.
Like, well, not limb from limb, like, but maybe a little faster.
Odo?
Odo.
You also know...
Steve Space Nine?
Make an investigation. Yeah, Odo. Damn it, Odo! It's that episode he went crazy.
Your universe.
Yeah. Yeah.
16.
You don't, like, it took you a second because you're just like, oh shit, at the shock of it, but some of the artwork seems to have been, like, knocked over and set astray, and there might be a piece or two missing, you're not sure what.
Okay.
Something. That's what it was all about.
It's a whole one, Jay.
But we'll cut back. Yeah, you guys, you two, you, like, the peasants get away. For the most part, they're staying away from you guys, because it's better. But you hear, like, a, and you look, and there's, you see more than Lion Banner. You see them charging into the village. And this is far more lion than you guys are equipped to.
Where are the stables?
Up towards the castle. Or actually in the courtyard of the castle.
Is the Lucky Star on the way?
The Lucky Crane, the Golden
Lucky
Crane.
Star.
Oh, no, Lucky Star.
That'd be a bit of a detour. All
right. Well, I'll go for my horse first.
So you guys are running up to the castle. You see them as they're, like, heading up towards the castle.
I join them at a gallop.
You're right. You've probably snuck into the courtyard. I would imagine, where would you go? Hidden.
Well, after trying to...
Actually, I will stop to see... If we see any horses along the way... Okay. Never mind.
It's chaos. Like, right. The defense, like, the barricades have been up. You guys could, like, see it been lit on fire, and, like, it's...
Castle walls.
So I guess we don't have to go to that ritual tonight, huh?
I'm pretty sure it was harmless anyway. It was just a means to get the peasants together so that they could raise insurrection.
While I'm running back, do I see our tall, scary painted friend?
No, you don't see her.
Okay.
You might somewhere in the courtyard. It's hard to say. Right. But you guys all go out, and it's... brief and brutal, you guys mirror, like, moments after you guys get in and they close the walls, like, they close the gates, after you convince them to let you guys in because they knew you were Crane.
Right.
The walls are breached, like, because not only were the defenses not ready, but they don't have any.
And there's no Astrogar.
Yeah.
In fact, the Astrogar they have are fighting their guards.
Right. It's miserable, and, like, the Crane are being slaughtered. And, like,
is there any way we can get out?
Don't we have paperwork standing from the
I was going to say, I would make a battle roll to see if I can see the ebb and flow of the battle.
You can make a battle roll if you'd like. Yeah, that's fine.
I will do that.
Mm-hmm.
It seems very important.
They have, I mean, they even brought, like, a ram, an improvised ram, and it just busts down the walls. And, like,
they were very prepared. Yeah. The train were not prepared at all. Sure, roll some dice. There's people fighting.
Thanks.
There's people fighting and... the Crane are getting their asses handed to them on a silver platter.
Can I make an investigation roll to try to
find
my way out?
You can make an investigation roll, yes.
Yeah.
And actually, you can make an investigation roll to the Dodo Zone.
16 again.
Okay. You're on your way out. And you don't really notice anything. You do see that off in the distance, like, having gotten a little ahead of the battle. You got a 20?
21.
20 to 28? You got a 21? Okay. You hear noises that seem unwholesome, like people are getting killed from inside the walls.
Someone's being attacked over this way, inside the walls, by charging.
You start going up that way, and you notice the scene immediately. There's... a contingent of Crane guards that have been ripped apart.
I stop him. Wait. Probably not going to just run in there. Trust me on this one.
But we're not getting out this way.
If we're going to go this way, we do it very carefully, because I don't think going this way is a bad idea.
Are we all together yet?
Is the Matsu heading up the... Yeah, the
old guy? Oh, He's probably in there somewhere. You don't see him, but like you're not in the middle of
there's
the.
No chance of the other guy, right? He's probably gone.
Well, that depends on what you guys do. I don't know that.
Let's go back in. There might be a chance.
No, let's leave before we come down. The
ironically, the way you guys are going, it seems to be a back way out towards this direction. You would suspect.
Oh.
You get that with your 28.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think this is a way out.
Then we must be careful.
Yeah, I was totally like, the whole ripping apart thing, whatever was causing that, idiots.
You actually, as you guys turn around the corner because you got a 28, did any of the other ones, anyone else roll a notice roll?
No, I didn't.
Just straight up notice.
Yeah, and the
okay.
Investigation.
I head out towards him since I saw him.
Yeah, he's good.
Oh, 25.
Okay. I'll give it to you because you noticed the other thing. You do see Chonitsu for a second, and he has that statue of the like multi-armed god slipping around the corner, but only for a second. But another thing you see...
But he's not going the way we want to go.
No, he's out, but as you're going past, you're like, wait, you hear, and Tanaka's there. He looks like he's been kind of torn open.
Did we have, like, a round or two somewhere in here?
Sure. I mean, that's
something. Can you get me?
Yeah.
I have to get my Tetsubu out.
Yeah. You can heal him. That's fine.
Wait, Tanaka, Yogo?
Yeah.
Yogo-sama.
Three of these, I can heal for eight.
It's good.
You know.
That's actually really good. That's
he's holding, because you had seen him writing in it when you first arrived, he had a journal.
Mm-hmm.
He is holding a journal up to his wounds, too. But he's...
Chonitsu has made good his escape with the statue.
I don't have long. Take this.
I mean, I take it. Yeah, this is an actual thing.
But you take it from him, and when you turn to like look at him, he's gone.
And I approach him to heal him, and then
he's
gone.
I really think it's about time to make that exit.
About this time you catch up.
So I wish there was something.
There's like carnage everywhere.
I wish there was something we could do for him, but we don't have time.
The governor was slaughtered before this even began.
I didn't really care what happened to him.
There seems to be something missing.
Chonitsu is. I saw him. He took the statue.
There must be what was missing from his quarters.
That was what this was all about. You wanted to acquire it.
A stupid statue?
I mean, we say this as we're running.
Who's Tanaka?
The yoga. Who gave you guys your Yoruk head, that is.
Okay.
You talked to in the Sakya.
Yeah.
He talked to you directly.
they burn. That's right. They don't bury. So
you would at the very least probably behead him. As custom. But, or maybe not. They'll probably do that after the battle. Like, regardless.
So we're chasing, leaving the escape route.
Yeah, pretty much.
Can we get back to our horses?
you can stop by, I mean, they're on their way out, so you can
okay.
stop by the stable.
Yeah, okay.
That's fine, you get your horses.
Good.
I kind of look like I don't want to leave, but I know that it's falling.
We have to.
How far right is the Lucky Star?
It's back out the other way through the
all
line.
Right.
So very far away.
Sometimes I say some things. And then sometimes I can't. I also don't want to die.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah, so we're banning the hell out.
Where would I go? Well, okay, which wrap this up first. But
We didn't even have that entire week that we thought we were going to get.
Yeah. I mean, like, as you guys are heading out, like, you just hear it's the slaughter, but it seems like it's dying down, if only because the line, like, moved, like, the wind, and they just threw them, like, nothing. Like, Crane couldn't even stand a chance on it, especially with their own peasants revolting.
Right.
There you go, guys.
That's going to happen whether we were there or not.
No, you were supposed to be able to prevent that.
Oh, well, that may have happened.
It may have happened. But, I mean, there are, like, the stable hands are like, I saw Chonitsu run. He had the governor's statue, like, when he's getting your horses. We went that way. I don't know where he went, but that's towards the coast.
Let's go, quickly.
Colonies. Yeah,
as soon as you hear the point of direction, get on the horse, bolt right for him.
Yeah, we're kind of leaving.
You guys, you know, you head off at a good clip, and you're fast, but you know, there's only so fast the man can run, and you're sure you would have overtaken him after a certain point. You have no sign of him.
Either he had a horse waiting, or...
Well, somebody has.
You can make a hunting roll to see if I can find the tracks.
Make a hunting roll.
Oh, try and follow Chase, too?
Hmm. Yeah. He's our target right now.
Mm-hmm.
15.
It's... You can't pick anything up right now.
Seems like
but the direct the road you're on does eventually lead to Kyuden Doji, which is a port.
Okay.
As well as, you know, the capital city of the grave.
Yeah, which I want to go to now, because I feel like I need to report what's happened here.
That and clearing distance between us and the lion, who, two scorpion and a man to this, yeah, it's just not looking that good.
Right. Well, at least we have travel papers now.
Yes,
as far as they know, Yogo-sama's not dead yet.
No. We might not even have time to pull those out to say, hey, I'm kind of...
Do you like the last page there? The way that's blown.
Oh.
And
what exactly is that, like, is that a piece, like,
yeah,
a book that you can get?
Part of the campaign.
Yeah.
Came with the campaign book.
That's really
cool. It's pretty sweet, yeah.
Right.
And also, Doji Chinatsu is probably not human. Yeah, that's what I'm getting from this. He's a creature of the Shadowlands. And also, there's a bunch of people working with him.
So you're just riding along the horse reading it?
Yeah, I mean...
Do you actually say any of this stuff out loud? Or
I would say this conspiracy runs throughout the entire empire. Yogo-sama suspected that Doji Chinatsu was not even human, as he appeared differently to different people. The next time that we see him, he may not be the same. And also...
You guys may have run into him already. Because, you know, people ripped apart like they were animals.
Yeah. he may have been Oda. Yeah. Where we know.
How many days were the is the crane capital city?
A week. But okay.
Although I mean
at this point you guys should probably decide what you're going to do next.
Yeah.
But decide that in character.
How far away is the city my people
are
at?
I say we get
another 2 or 3 days.
So we got a good day's travel away from
Not from Kyuden Doji, from where you are now.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 to 3 days. Kyuden Doji is about a week.
Are they in the same direction?
After my boat, right?
You're no, because Dragon Guard City is a bit norther.
Norther.
Yeah, more northerly, but it's also closer. Kyuden Doji is southeast.
Okay.
And a bit further of a distance.
Yogo-sama pursued him to Kyuden Doji as well.
And
Chinatsu is known there as.
I have to go.
Contacts.
Because I need to report what's happened here.
He has many contacts within each city.
How annoyed
we must be careful reporting it.
How annoyed would the crane be?
At the very least, I need a report that we lost it.
Yeah, like war level annoyed, right? I'm just double checking.
He was also looking for something rare. So if the statue itself, or the suit of armor, was it a suit?
It was a statue.
It was a statue.
With the many arms.
Right, the statue itself may not have been the prize, but there may have been something inside it, or the statue was made of something very rare, very valuable. I mean, do we remember what the statue looked like? We all want.
Yeah, it was like multiple arms and.
Yeah, but I mean, what else?
Was it stone or metal?
I will tell you.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it was like a fetish, but it was made of. It was probably made of stone.
Male or female?
Male. Out of character, this is a statue of Vishnu.
Right. That's what I got. Yeah.
Could we tell it was definitely very, 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 very foreign? Or?
Yeah,
but, I mean, we don't know.
Certainly nothing.
That's a Gaijin thing.
Yeah.
Who cares?
If we traveled to the city to the north and then took
the
boat
down
to the Unicorn City, how long would that take?
Crane City.
It'd probably be faster, honestly.
It'd probably be fairly quick. The problem is, especially as a mantis, sailing mantis ship down to the crane vessels, the crane have been kind of being jerks about tariffs recently.
So they'll probably charge you for even bringing your boat in.
Yeah.
What was the
name
of the lion lord?
Bringing an emissary of theirs back.
Hmm?
What was the name of the lion lord?
Mugai Matsu.
And the crane one?
Daidoji Shikazuka.
Okay. Do I think I could avoid that by having a crane member with me? Just returning the money?
Possibly.
I don't have enough status, I think, to make that
happen. Yeah, he's low level. But the thing is, Here's my question, out of character. How close is everyone from getting an insight rank at this point?
I just need to spend 1 point. Yeah. I could have gotten it last time.
I'm behind everybody, so...
I'm pretty far away.
The only one who's far away is Tom.
No, I'm pretty far away.
I'm really far away. I'm far away. When I missed two sessions.
No, you're not that far.
10 points.
You can do that pretty simply.
Well, I missed two sessions, so I'm behind.
You're not that bad off, guys.
Matthew Lewis is actually ranked 2 already, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But after the session, you will be. Dave
yeah,
might be.
I would say,
yeah, I'm like right on 150.
I could have been 150 last time, too. But
you
maybe
be 13 XP, I will be.
Maybe call a little early
probably
then?
Probably not. But what? No, what I'm saying.
You have to be in major cities.
Well, do you
actually
want to
like learn this school?
No, I mean, well, you guys have to decide what you're doing. But the only thing I'm pointing out is you guys are going to wait for a while.
Right.
And on the heels of this, you might want to report to friendly cities at least temporarily.
Well,
each of you. But
oh, we will go back
to our home cities.
Okay.
Or at least somewhere with your own land.
That also means the trail for Chinitsu goes cold, though. I think we lost him.
I think we're already lost him.
Pretty much lost
him. We have the Yogo's journal.
He turned into some
Catalan's
thingy and, like, zipped off. We're never going to get to that.
Something.
Hold on, let's think about this for a second here. Do you really think we want to catch that right now?
Maybe not right now.
I have some resources at home.
Something
to explore.
Something like that statue usually implies, like, the Iger Kingdoms and stuff.
I don't say it in front of everybody else, but we also have something to follow up the Scorpion Lands, too.
So would you imagine it to be?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But Yoga Kataka did not trust the Black Watch. He said that some of them were covering off for Chinitsu. So we have our own
thing
to follow the Scorpion Lands, yeah.
Yeah, you don't mention that. Yeah,
I don't say that. I mean, that's embarrassing to Clinton.
Well, also, the Krogan are kind of a secret.
Right.
Well, I would know about them, right?
Yeah, you guys would both
it's
know.
It's a clan,
like,
the clan knows.
You kind of know of them as, like, boogeymen. You don't really know what they do, but you know you stay the fuck out of their way when they come
through. They're even more niche than we are.
They're Scorpion Black Ops.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
My character is aspiring to be one of those.
That's like the Black Ops Black Ops.
Could, because you're not a Bushi. You'd have to become a Shigenda. But
if we say
Karibiner's a Shigenda.
Where would we meet back though?
Well, that's up to you guys.
I mean, Sumai would have kind of an eloquence.
Well, the only thing is you could think is if you guys are planning on pursuing this, he has a boat docked at a dock.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
if you guys head to Dragon Guard City when you're all done,
we can go where we need to go.
So we split up and we head back to our homelands and report back our spears.
Can we just assume that we're all training during this period?
Yeah.
And that when we actually get the XP to do it, we'll
that's fine. You can have your techniques though. And, yeah. It might even be easier for you, Tom, because they probably have some dojos in Kalani's Landing, which is the port you will be heading to. So,
for a good chunk of it, I'd probably travel with the Scorpion because we're headed basically in the same direction.
Right.
Traveling buddies.
Yay.
But because of that, I actually share the journal with any of us.
Do you speak of any of it? Do you speak of any of it whatsoever?
I will demand to see it while we travel.
There are secrets to the Scorpion Clan in it. Not everything pertains to the matter at hand.
This investigation is for all of us.
That,
I need to read them.
That is Yogo-sama's private journal.
That he gave to us to continue his investigation.
That he gave to me to continue the investigation. It speaks of private spoken matters. I would not ask to speak to see a crab magistrate's journal, nor would I expect you to provide it to me.
What do you mean the pages I need to see?
I ripped out the last page and I gave it
did
to
you.
Me.
Did you hand it to me first?
Just the last page?
Yeah.
Well, did you give it to me first?
Yeah,
I
would give it to Shasura first to review. And I would make
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I'm at that last page now. I'm
yeah,
like,
I'd make sure there's nothing in there. It'd be like redacted.
Well, he may not have ever heard of the Krogan.
I
honestly.
Still don't want
yeah. He's probably like, what the hell is
the
Black Watch? Yeah.
But, I mean, I would let you read it, but anything that mentions a scorpion I take out, I don't let you see.
Okay, I'm pissed about it, but...
I go down and I
anything that's
separate immediately to go right towards it. Like, I'd probably make a beeline for it and make a hard press. Like 15, a hard push.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also, I lied. I would totally want to look at a crab.
Of course.
But yes, Dave, you can now read that if you want to.
Okay.
Just
I mean,
that one. Don't
read the last page.
Don't read the last one.
No, you can read the other stuff, but that out of that's all
out of character. Yeah.
You get there without incident. Where do you go and what do you do?
Well, I
mean, they let you in. You're a crane.
Right. Well, I'm going to need to be presentable, but I want to go to the court, the main court, because I think it's super important. Because there's been a border. There's basically been a border dispute.
They've probably already heard of it.
They've probably already heard of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they're shooting into. They have communication spells.
Well, who would I go to report something like this? Because we also know the I know the extra thing of this the doji.
You would probably you might go to like the basically the governmental building, like the main doji palace.
Okay.
But not to speak to the champion because you're.
Right, but I'm trying to figure out what's like the proper because I, as a both as a player and maybe a samurai, I don't where I'm at.
You wouldn't really announce it in court. That's up for the champion,
okay,
or whoever she wants to appoint to announce. But you would probably give your testimony to a functionary in her retinue.
That's what I do then.
Yeah.
If that's what I can do, that's what I do.
I mean, they'll listen to me. We're aware, but thank you. I'm glad you made it out.
Mm. I wanted to say, but there was no victory to be had. It was just slaughter.
We'll take it back in time. Kusan Shiro will have to remain in Matsumagai's hands. Perhaps we can ease relations with him while we hold it.
It was completely set up.
By whom?
I don't know how much roleplay I want to go through this, but it seems a party on each side.
Do you have any names?
I have a Daidoji, not Daidoji,
Doji
Chernitsu, and a Koman Sugiyo.
Keep that to yourself, Doji-san.
The main good saver is for a
minute.
I don't say that to anyone. And watch yourself very carefully.
Mm. I'll do so.
In fact, like, I assume you probably did, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
You wanted to go to the colonies? I'll make you transfer over immediately.
Mm. Oh, you just got exiled. You just got set.
Like he said,
I warned you. I warned you about reporting. You. Did not listen. Welcome to being stationed in Alaska.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I take it in bow.
Don't let me see you again.
Hmm. Okay. I did my duty. I did exactly what I was supposed to do. Every way, shape, or form.
That's the problem.
Yeah,
because
because obviously there's actually something going on. Oh, who said shut up?
Chinitsu.
Chinitsu said.
Chinitsu set stuff up in Kyuden Doji.
Oh, he said shut up.
He in fact said that in character. He read it off the journal. He has contacts in every city he goes to.
No, I asked him if he read anything from the journal out loud. He said no.
I did.
He said that.
I said I announced.
Oh!
I said, that's why I said specifically be careful who you report those to.
Okay, because I asked you a second time and I was like, did you read this out to anybody? Because we were like,
I
found out their secrets.
I didn't say everything, but I said
I'm sorry.
I said,
I wouldn't have said shit.
Let's do the title.
Yeah, sorry. I still would have gone there.
No, it's okay. I mean, like, honesty is you tell him the truth, so you were being very honest and honorable. It's just unfortunately sometimes honor does bite you in the ass.
Yes. But knowing that information, I wouldn't have given out. I would have spoken differently.
That's right.
Because I can hide, at least hide, you know, not deceitfully hide stuff.
Then
like,
forget
I can
the last sentence. He still would have given you transfer orders to the colonies. Probably because if someone comes sniffing around about this.
He still wants to conveniently push it.
Yeah.
He just would have been less of a...
Less
of
but
a,
I wouldn't have told him. I wouldn't have told him anything
yeah.
other than what it had... Like,
okay.
I wouldn't say it was that Jujutsu.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
I wouldn't have made that...
No. But, you know, you said blah, 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 X, and this got stolen and stuff, and so on and so forth.
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
No.
Well, the governor got killed and blah, blah, blah.
Just, like, what had happened. Just in the sense of, okay, it was taken over, the governor was killed.
Mm.
That's it. Mm. Try to stop a peasant revolt. I probably would have talked more about that.
Mm. You still get your transfer papers.
So good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you still may know inconvenient things.
Yeah. Also,
and also
you're not dead.
Yeah.
which is kind of
it's also could be kind of a big blessing. You could investigate what's out in the colonies.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of figure out what's going on.
I think we're all going out there at some point.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, we got to figure out what the statue is.
But it's basically a fuck you.
That, it's potentially. There is a major crane holding being built there.
Or it's not that bad.
But it's still basically the frontier.
Okay.
Like, you get to go away from civilized life. You guys can hang on to that for now.
Oh, okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, go
ahead.
Right.
That's a prop for
your character has it, so you might as well have it.
Do you want to call it?
Yeah, if you guys want to call it, it's
fine. All right. It's 905.
All right.
Calling it.